Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I got a lot of stuff to get through here. So let me try to get to it all. On this day in 1989, Harlem Nights was released. No, but I'm going to get into dolphin stuff, but that is a legendary movie.
Yeah,
excellent movie.
Let's
do 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored. It's brought to you by the Lexus December to Remember sales event. Get offers on select models for a limited time. Learn more at Lexus.com. Here's what I was telling you. This is from USA Today. Three overreactions from the Dolphins win. You tell me if it's an overreaction or if it feels more like reality to you. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Gotcha.
They write, as Miami improves to 4-7, here are the three overreactions. Number one, the Dolphins are one of the NFL's hottest teams. I didn't even get to the explanation.
That's my bad.
It's crazy to say, but the Dolphins have now won 3 of 4 and suddenly seem to be on a bit of a roll. And don't look now, but Miami faces winnable opponents in its next two games. The Dolphins will enjoy a Week 12 bye. They don't play this weekend. Then they host New Orleans, 2-8, and then travel to the Jets, 2-8. Win each of those games, and Miami would be at 6-7 and would close at Pittsburgh, 5-4, Cincinnati, 3-6, then Tampa, 6-3, New England, 9-2. Could this Dolphins squad rally back from the dead and seriously enter the AFC wildcard discussion? It's a long road still to travel, but with winnable games in the immediate future, it just might wind up Miami's reality.
Are they getting better on the weaker end of their schedule? Yes, but to call them hot, I think that's the headline.
One of the hottest teams in the NFL.
That they're not one of the hottest. There's nobody thinking about the NFL saying, them Dolphins are balling, boy. It's just not happening. Can they won 3 or 4. Can they win the next 3? Yes. Yes, they're not good teams. Will they beat the Saints 17-13 in the fourth quarter, and I'm not impressed by that? Can they score 30 points, which they need to, which I was expecting them to this season? I would need – you know what? I'm looking for style points. I'm not going to lie. I don't want just a win. I don't want a 16-13 win over a depleted middle school team, which the Commanders was. They can't be hot because they're not that good.
I want to have that take, and I want to say, hey, there's nothing impressive about the Dolphins beating the Commanders 16-13, and there's not. But they beat the Buffalo Bills.
Boom.
2 weeks ago. I'm just saying, we have to keep the same energy, right, Crowder? Because I am with you. Big picture, I don't think there's a good football team. But if we're going to say there's nothing impressive about them beating the Commanders, which is true, then we have to say, but there is something impressive about them beating the Buffalo Bills and not squeaking by.
No,
they hammered over the Bills.
They hammered them.
They hammered them. And then this week, Buffalo went out and beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, which we all three of us believe, I'll include Jimmy, the four of us believe are legitimate, I don't want to say Super Bowl contenders, but a playoff team. So if we're gonna celebrate the Bills beating them, then we have to celebrate the Dolphins beating the Bills.
But how far back do you want to go? Can we go to the ass whooping at the Ravens or the ass whooping at the Browns?
No.
Or are we talking about in the last month?
One of the hottest teams currently. They've won three of their last four, so we're going four games, and we're including, obviously, Buffalo in that.
Yes. The Buffalo win was a very impressive win, and how they did it. It's exactly what I was asking for. Score 30 and beat a good team. That's what I wanted to see. And like you say, Hawk, I don't want to move the bar and say, okay, now you got to beat New England. You got to beat Tampa. But I think those are the next two teams on the schedule that would make me say they're a hot team.
Number two in USA Today, overreaction or closer to reality, Miami's defense won this game. The Dolphins' defense came up big on Sunday, much maligned throughout 2025. Miami bent but didn't break on Sunday from Spain. From Washington's first series forward, Miami came up with key stops. On that opening Commanders possession, Miami saw Washington drive down to the Dolphins' two-yard line, but Minka Fitzpatrick and Jordan Brooks combined for a key tackle for loss that forced the Commanders to settle for a field goal. Happy birthday today, Minka Fitzpatrick, by the way. Midway through the fourth quarter, Miami came up with the late goal line stand and turnover on downs. Then the Dolphins' defense bailed its offense out in the final moments of regulation, forcing a 56-yard Matt Gay field goal try that was no good. And, of course, Dolphins cornerback Jack Jones.
Who?
Jack Jones came up with the play of the day when he intercepted Marcus Mariota to put Miami in position to win with a walk-off field goal in overtime.
Yes, that is that's true.
Okay.
Between now, we can go back to Buffalo on this one, fellas. Josh Allen had three passing and three rushing touchdowns yesterday.
Yeah.
And the Dolphins choked him to damn death. The defense is figuring it out. Holding a team to 13 points is special. Scoring 16 is not. But holding them to 13, let's get back on the positive, is. So, yes, the defense is playing well.
What could have been had Storm Duck stayed healthy this year, Hawk?
I called it.
I mean, what could have been?
I called it. Jack Jones has had two of the biggest plays in the entire Dolphin season.
People thought Hawk was crazy when he said there would be the next Sam and Pat. And, man, what could have been after this Commanders win had Storm Duck stayed healthy all season?
Hey, you're joking, and I'm telling you, Jack Jones has had two of the most memorable plays this Dolphin season, the punch-out and the INT.
Hey, fellas. I led Fulton County in rushing touchdowns on a 3-7 team my senior year.
I'm talking NFL football here, Jack. Finally, from USA Today, is this an overreaction or closer to reality? The Dolphins' decision to gamble on fourth and goal was not a bad one. It's certainly much easier to stomach now that Miami made plays afterwards to walk out of Madrid with a victory. But Mike McDaniels and Miami's decision to gamble on fourth and goal from the Washington one-yard line with less than 2 minutes to play wasn't a bad one. The execution, not good at all. Miami turned and handed off to rookie running back Ollie Gordon on fourth and goal, and he was stuffed. That Gordon carry came after Devon Achane was stuffed on the previous third and goal snap from the Commanders' one-yard line. Again, poor execution. There's a conversation to be had about whether or not the Dolphins trust Tua Tagovailoa to make a throw to win a game in that spot. But the logic on rolling the dice made sense. Miami felt a touchdown would win the game and wanted to deliver the knockout blow right then and there.
A touchdown would win the game, but both teams only scored one touchdown in 57, 58 minutes of play.
Which is why a touchdown would win the game.
It's the thing with context, with coaching decisions. Like, that's what I get. It kind of gets on my nerves. You call me old. When they put that little box up in the bottom of the screen that says, oh, the analytics say 61% of the time, all that. Is that little computer watching the game? Because I watched two offenses that were sputtering. You haven't got but 13 points. Go get 16 points. You're going to give them the ball with 130 and some change. I don't know if Marcus Mariota can go and get those 40 yards he needs. I don't believe in him to get it. And if now you go to overtime, they get the ball first. I don't trust my offense to go get any points if they are able to get points. I just watching that game, I wouldn't trust the offense. I would say, let me get a lead whenever I can, because I haven't had too many in this game. I think how the game played out, it was a bad decision. I understand the other side of it, but I watched that game from start to finish. That was an impressive football game.
I don't get how you say, and not you, but in general, it was just poor execution. And it was, but it didn't work.
It did not.
To me, sure, you can just chalk it up to, well, poor execution, but you have to, as a head coach, know that your team doesn't execute that very well and very often. They just don't. I know what the stat that was put in our chat earlier, that they're 13 for 13 on goal-to-go situations, but entering this season, no team in the NFL was worse on short yardage situations than the Miami Dolphins in the Mike McDaniel era. So over 3 years, this team wasn't great. And what's the weakest part of this Miami Dolphins team? It's the offensive line. So to put the game in the hands of the offensive line and to run it behind Jonas Savainaya, who has consistently been up and down and for the most part mediocre. He's gotten better, but for the most part mediocre. Again, it just doesn't make sense to me. The Dolphins haven't proven that they can win a game with that play. So sure, Mike McDaniel puts the trust and the faith into his team. I admire that. I genuinely do. And I like him being ballsy. I like it. But overall, it's not just poor execution. He has to know, my team doesn't execute this play. So why am I going to let them or give them the opportunity to? I don't understand it.
To use poor execution as an excuse or explanation for something not working is crazy, because every coordinator that ever called a play in the history of football has said, I got them on this one. They never think, this is a sack for loss. No, when McDaniel called that play in, he thought it was going to be a touchdown. And then you have, to your point, Solana, you have to know Savainaya is not going to block the dude in front of him into the end zone, and he's going to get busted in his
But face. I think Ollie Gordon's probably saying to him, hey, just give me the rock. I'm bringing it in. Like, you know what I mean? Like, hey, this is, you know, because someone had texted in earlier, hey, this is, it was a bad decision because he's showing you he doesn't trust the defense. And I'm like, well, conversely, though, maybe he's showing you he does trust the offense. You know what I mean? Like, I could play both sides of that argument. You could say, oh, he doesn't trust the defense. He trusts the defense because they were good. I do believe, though, if you said to me with a minute 40 to go, does a touchdown win this game for sure? The answer is yes. Does a field goal win this game for sure? The answer is no, because they only have to go, like you said, 35, 40 yards. So I think he was just trying to secure a victory when all he needed was 1 yard.
And Ollie Gordon, to his point, it's why he's got so far in life. He should feel as if I can go get 36 inches.
Sure.
We played the Houston Texans in Houston, and Andre Johnson was there. And they said, hey, Crowder, he's going to run stutter on the mic out of trips and any third down. It's their play. You got him? I said, yeah, coach, I got him. Andre had 3 touchdowns that game, Hawk.
Yeah, but if you didn't have me, they'd have 5. See, you had him.
I don't mind him, by the way, trusting the offense more than the defense. He commands the offense. So I'm sure. Cool with him saying, no, I'm going to win this game.
Right.
I have no problem with that. I don't think it's a disrespect to the defense.
No, I'm here. I'm an offensive genius. Right. I was brought in to be an offensive genius. I've got the offense rolling. We've got 13 points. Like, yeah, I'm going to get that ball in the end zone.
This concept is ego y'all are speaking about. This is ego. I'm talking about gameplay. My defense has held them to 13. I have mustered up 13. Let me trust that side of the ball because it makes more damn sense.
All right, we're going to get headlines here. There is some breaking news. Virginia Tech, according to ESPN, Virginia Tech and James Franklin are finalizing an agreement for him to be the school's next head football coach.
Hey, what's the little owl-looking man on the ESPN, the little old owl, college football guy, Paul?
Old owl.
Oh, you're talking about Feinbaum?
Paul Feinbaum?
Feinbaum. He said Lane Kiffin wants to go to Florida. He wants to be a Gator, but he's scared that it'll mess him up because he has to go to the college football playoffs now and they're going to hire somebody before him.
I don't know that he wants to leave Ole Miss. I really don't.
I wouldn't, because that quarterback's a monster. Trinidad, whatever his name is.
And just, I feel like Lane Kiffin has finally found that place where he can just be the Steve Spurrier or the Bobby Bowden of Ole Miss. Like, he can just turn them into, like, the perennially exciting team that's always in the conversation.
Yeah.
Is Ole Miss, or I'm sorry, is Florida that bigger of a brand than Ole Miss? I mean, for us it is, but we're in the state of Florida. And
I think for SEC brands, Solana's right. We're talking uniquely in the state of Florida here. I think the SEC brands, Ole Miss, LSU, like I think there might be something more there.
Well, Florida might have more cachet.
You just hate. Listen, the brand.
Allow me
of
and Solana.
You go
to talk
back.
About
you just brought it up. Hulk.
Just allow me
you
and
go
Solana.
Back to the 90s.
I'm talking about it with Solana though, because we know SEC.
You go back
football.
To the 90s with Spurrier and Warfel and them boys. Then you come around to Tebow and Urban and them two championships, we're talking about, yes, they're the cream of the crop in
SEC
football.
Fans never took the Danny Werfel.
If we were talking basketball, Hawk, I'd say for sure
Florida
got it. Right.
Absolutely,
yeah, basketball
absolutely.
School.
Football, though, I think Ole Miss might be a higher cachet job.
Yeah, Florida hangs with like the Vandys, I think, of the world, the Mississippi States of the world.
You take 100 college football fans around the nation and say, Florida, they're yelling Gators. You say Ole Miss, they might say Buffaloes. They don't even know their mascot.
I don't know if I know their mascot.
Rebels.
Thanks, Jimmy. I appreciate that, Jimmy. All right, let's get headlines with Solana, brought to you by Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com.
Way to let that joke sit, Jimmy.
Appreciate you jumping right in there, Jimmy.
No problem.
Yeah, you don't want to let the funny line sit there for even a half a second, huh?
Nope.
I don't even know if I know the Rebels. What? What happened?
Paul Feinbaum looks like an owl.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNC's apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Yeah, I could see that.
Little baby owl.
Him and Colette Ware. they favor.
He's a pigeon.
There's a pigeon.
Jalel's a pigeon.
Yeah. Oh, I was going to let it ride for you. Yeah. And then you were doing the wrong animal sound.
Yeah.
So.
Well, who does? That's a pigeon.
That's pigeon.
Yeah. And then an owl just says,
there was a head coach for the Dolphins looked like an owl too.
It was Joe Philbin.
Philbin was a little baby owl. Him and Feinbaum are little baby owls.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's a, isn't that an owl?
Hoo.
Hoo. Isn't it more like hoot?
Oh, hoot.
Yeah, a lot of T's in the owl's mouth.
No, I think he's right. I think hoot. It's hoot hoot. Yeah, because the FAU owls. FAU owls do hoot hoot.
I read a book on owls.
Yeah.
It was called yeah, hoot.
I think it is hoot.
Hooted.
You know that animal noises, depending on language, sound different?
Is that so?
So, for example, in English, a dog is woof, right?
Right.
They bark woof. In Spanish, it's a guau guau.
Really?
I swear, it's fascinating.
But it sounds that way?
Yeah, like if you're in
if you're in
Cuba.
Right.
They don't woof. They wow wow.
But I'm saying if I took an American dog to Cuba and he made a noise, it would go row row.
Well, no, I mean they just wouldn't be able to communicate. The American dog and the Cuban dog.
I see. No, that makes sense. That makes sense.
That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it does to me.
A sheep in English, ba.
Right.
In Spanish, ba.
Oh, makes sense. What?
Y'all ain't got no damn sense.
It makes sense.
So, two Rottweilers, one born in Cuba, one born in America,
uh-huh.
They won't bark the same.
Correct.
He'll say, roof. And
that's,
the Cuban
that's
say,
the American.
Wow, wow.
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow, wow.
They wouldn't be able to communicate with one another either, Crowder.
Well, that makes sense.
It'd be very, very, very difficult for them to do anything together. The more you know.
The more you know.
You guys see the benches clear in the Red Wings Rangers game last night? Just a quick detour from
is that after the game
from the NFL. So it was right at as the final buzzer rang, or what's it called in hockey? Is it a buzzer?
Yeah, the buzzer beater,
the horn. So the Red Wings win, and the horn. I have it written down here. After the final horn, the puck was shot into the empty net by the Red Wings player. They were winning 2-1, and they won the game. They just shoot the puck into the net. And the Rangers bench cleared and attacked him
right.
for doing that. I guess it's an unwritten rule. You don't shoot it into the empty net.
Well, after the horn.
After the horn, right. Correct. And it just struck me as what baseball players think they're doing when the dugout's clear. Hockey players actually did, which was come out and kick some effing ass.
Yeah, they actually fight.
Yeah.
Just a couple NFL notes aside from the Dolphins, because we haven't even touched on a lot of what's going on. The Broncos are for real?
I don't know. They keep winning. At some point, you got to go, well, they're winning. Like, what are they? 9-3?
Two.
Nine and two. Holy mackerel. At some point, like the Bears, too. I don't know if you saw the Bears win again yesterday, but they're like 7-4.
Their defense, I was watching this morning. They're in the conversation for the most sacks in an NFL season for a team.
But
their
defense,
Pat Surtain Jr. hasn't even been playing, and they're giving up like 14 points a game. Like, they're a stupid defense. This Bo Nix is playing with fire every damn game.
Yeah, but, I mean, the sack numbers are insane, by the way. It's like an incredible difference between them and the next team over the past 3 years or 2 years. But here's what's happening. They're going to go to the playoffs because they're 8-2. They have a 3.5 game lead on Kansas City.
9-2.
Excuse me, 9-2. The Chiefs, fellas, might not make the playoffs. And I'm not saying this as in like the Chiefs are done, because I saw yesterday somebody was like they lack aura, which I just think is ridiculous. I mean, they're losing games, and maybe they're not the same team, but they might actually end up out of the playoffs because they're 2-4 in the AFC. The Broncos have a 3.5 game lead over them in the division, plus the head-to-head. They're ninth. The three teams ahead of them, Bills, Chargers, Jags, all beat the Chiefs.
Right.
So all those teams have the head-to-head against them. So unless they not win out, but they genuinely have to win a lot of games.
They could win out. Jacksonville can fall off in a big way. Like, there's ways for it to happen, but there is a pathway to no playoffs for Kansas City.
They play the Colts next week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Automatic wild card. They're in the AFC Championship game.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying they're done. I'm just saying the path for them to get to the playoffs genuinely is tough, and they're not playing great football. Jared Goff played one of the worst games I've ever seen a quarterback play last night on Sunday Night Football. I don't know how much of that game you guys watched, but it was embarrassing.
Yep. Well, I flipped between that and the Bulls.
Well, listen, Jalen Phillips and Jalen Carter and them boys up front didn't make it very easy for him.
Jalen Phillips, man, that guy is the happiest guy on the planet.
And he doubled down.
You see that? They asked him after the game. They're like, you said that being traded to Philadelphia was the best thing in your life. You still mean that? He's like, I'm doubling down.
It'd be funny if they asked him that after every game now.
For the rest of his career.
Every game. Anybody have any strong takes on Shedeur Sanders finally getting into the game? And
he stunk.
Not looking good.
Not defending him, but the report that he hasn't taken one snap with the starters his entire time in Cleveland, that's a little puzzling.
Well, Skip Bayless came out with a video on Twitter today. This is no joke. Skip Bayless, because I just texted it to a pal. Shedeur is a franchise quarterback. I saw it Sunday. It's 13 minutes of Skip explaining why.
13 minutes.
I didn't get through 1 second. I just love the headline. But Skip Bayless and Josina Anderson are all in on Shedeur Sanders.
I told you Shedeur is going to start before the end of the season. I think he's one of the best 32 quarterbacks in the world.
Well, I think he's going to end up starting. He's going to end up starting next Sunday because Dylan Gabriel's in the concussion protocol. So it would lead you to believe that it would be him.
It would be hilarious though if they start Bailey Zappe over Shedeur Sanders.
His lesson is taught, man. Let the damn boy play football.
Who's the coach again? Stefanski, right? Yeah, he'll get fired if he does that. I think because the fan base is. I mean, they're booing Dylan Gabriel.
Right.
They're booing him.
If you watched Shedeur Sanders yesterday, it looked like a third-string quarterback who was coming in, and he didn't look good.
Dylan Gabriel's going into the blue tent, got his head ringing, and the fans are booing him. according to several reports, he had never taken first-team reps. The O-line was saying that was the first time they'd ever heard him call play.
Now that's on Stefanski. That's ridiculous. And Dylan Gabriel's not Byron Leftwich either. He's a little dude.
But in other words, has Quinn Ewers, other than the week that he was elevated, does he get first team snaps if he's the third string quarterback all season?
Not the third, but going into this game, Shedeur Sanders should have worked with the first team
because
as second
he was the backup.
String.
I got you.
Yeah. When Flacco was there, no, hell no. Third string quarterbacks don't even need to wear shoulder pads to practice.
Right.
But now that he's the backup, you got to give him some burn because you don't know what's going to happen.
I don't get this notion, though, that Stefanski doesn't want to play Shedeur. Like, if he was genuinely showing them something behind the scenes that he had legitimate NFL ability right now, he'd be playing. Because Dylan Gabriel doesn't look good. So I just don't think he's good right now. Or maybe he's not committed to doing all the other things that a quarterback has to do behind the scenes. I don't know, Crowder, but he didn't look good yesterday, but it's one game. I'm not going to write him off. But what does Stefanski have to lose? They stink anyways. Dylan Gabriel's not saving his job.
Dylan Gabriel went third round. Shedeur went fifth round. The reports were that the ownership wanted to draft Shedeur and not the GM or the head coach. Like, I think – I don't usually go this route, but I think it's a lot of BS going on behind closed doors in Cleveland because it's just too many dumb – it's too much stuff coming out that doesn't make any sense, that doesn't happen on good teams.
And finally, another big NFL headline, Ja'Marr Chase spitting on Jalen Ramsey. Ramsey punches him. He gets ejected. Steelers blew out the Bengals. Chase, after the game, denied spitting on him, but – anybody that's seen the video,
he absolutely spat on him.
Yeah.
It was, absolutely. There's no way around it. You watched it.
Yeah.
He's going to say, I'm guessing, when he sees the video, that was gum that flew out of my mouth. I was just jawing with him. It was gum that flew out, or it must have just sprayed. Like, it was certainly not intentional. But he spat on him. There's no question.
Yeah. And talkers get under people's skin, and then when you can't talk anymore and you run out of cuss words, you got to do something. You get spat on. Yep. That's nasty. I look at Jamal. I look at spitters differently.
Yeah.
When you spit on a man, you lose respect in my mind.
Yep. I think for a lot of people.
Yeah. I'm not going to say it to Jamar. I'm going to be his best friend if I ever say it.
Oh, of course. We know.
Yeah. I'm going to tell y'all this on air, though.
Sure.
I'm saying it.
Understood.
Deny it if I see him, though.
The Heat play tonight. They got the Knicks at home. It's another Vice night. And the Panthers play the Canucks tonight, 7 p.m. Panthers will be on AM 560 with Doug Plagans and Billy Lindsay. And the Heat will be on FM 104.3 with Jason Jackson and Amy Audibert. I'll have your pregame show starting at 6:15 live from the Kaseya Center.
All right.
Your weather in South Florida right now, partly cloudy. I just want to mention really quickly, I know we're up against it, but shout out to my FIU Panthers. I was on the call, and it's the first time they beat Liberty ever in the history of that program. It was an overtime thriller, awesome game. They hadn't won a homecoming game since 2019. They hadn't won five games since 2019. They haven't gone to a bowl game since 2019. They're one win away with two games remaining.
Pause up, baby. You're on a roll, man.
Yeah, and Willie Simmons, again, I know people don't really care too much about FIU football compared to the Canes, who also deserve credit for a big win, but Willie Simmons, he is doing things at FIU, so I just want to give him a little
Listen,
shout-out.
Man, you got your pickleball championship, mm-hmm. You got FIU, you called the game. It was a good dub for the Panthers. I mean, your Riley Patterson is knocking down game-winning field goals.
Yeah.
You're doing something right, man.
Sir.
You should be wearing what Ryan Clark is wearing today. You should be coming here in a full leather suit and a bolo tie. Man, I got to see if that's ridiculous. Like a full-length coat. Or if that's a sport jacket. I gotta know.
He doesn't wear his suits more than once.
Right.
So what does he do with that?
Well, there's services that you can subscribe to where...
He buys them all, gets them custom made. So they're made to like his... Like he has a dude named Andre that makes all his suits, but at the end of the year he gives all his suits that he's worn and not going to wear again, he gives them to a boys home in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Wow.
Good for him.
Which is pretty, you know, them are $1,000 suits. Them ain't no Men's Warehouse.
Right. No, nothing wrong with a Men's Warehouse suit though.
All mine are from Men's Warehouse, so I just use myself.
Yeah, that's my joint.
You don't like the way you look?
Jimmy, that was a good one.
That was funny. That was a good one. All right, we got to take a break. We'll give away Heat tickets in the next segment. We'll have one more pair in the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour as well. So don't go anywhere. I'll tell you, stock up and stock down for the Miami Dolphins as well. So come back for a quick segment next.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Khalil?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Let's give away a pair of Heat tickets, and we'll have one more pair in the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour. It is Heat and Warriors, maybe Jimmy Butler. Who knows? Solana doesn't think he'll play, but you never know. Heat and Warriors Wednesday at the Kaseya Center. They've got the Knicks tonight at the Kaseya Center. Is tonight tournament play or no? Is that over with?
NBA Cup is only Tuesdays and Fridays, Hawk.
All right. So let me know when it's Tuesdays and Fridays so I can remember that, because
okay.
that doesn't seem to be taking hold yet.
And the tournament is played, of course, collegiately. That is in March.
The March Madness tournament?
Mm-hmm.
They don't call this the tournament?
They do not. They call it the NBA Cup.
Oh. Can I get you to stop fiddling with your microphone all show long?
I do.
I know. I don't know what, but it's annoying.
But you don't hear it.
Well, yes, you do.
No, I don't think you do.
Yeah. You absolutely hear
it. Yeah, you
can.
I don't hear it.
Well, that's not possible.
You hear it?
You're slow.
Yeah, I don't know why you do that. You're constantly fiddling with the microphone.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, stop doing that.
I'll see what I can do.
Well, no, just stop.
I don't do it on purpose. I do it subconsciously. Like, what
you're
are you
doing
do?
It again?
What are you going to do? Tie my hands down? I mean,
no,
it's hard.
I'm making you aware of it. So now that you stop,
okay.
And if you don't stop,
just
I'll
don't
make
do it.
You stop.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
I'm like my kids. Why are you talking in class?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know why. Just stop talking. Then it's easy.
I'll give you a pow pow.
That's what you need. Pow pows get adjustments.
Yeah. I'll give you a pow-pow.
Touch your mic again. Hawk's going to come over there.
Touch that mic again.
I'll touch it.
I'll take that championship belt of yours, and I'll smack your ass with it.
No, you won't.
I'll give you a championship belt ass-smacking.
The most you can do with this belt is look at it, Hawk. That's the most you can do with this belt right here.
All right. Can I give away these tickets so we can get to the 5 o'clock
yeah.
Funky Buddha happy hour and Solana can get out of here and go to the Kaseya Center?
Yeah, go ahead.
What caller number you want to take? Heat and Warriors, Kaseya Center, Wednesday night.
14. Baby Goat got his toe cut off.
There you go. Caller. I don't know what happened there, but caller 14. For Tyler Hero, what happened with the toe getting cut off?
Didn't have a toe injury.
He had six toes. That's what Solana said. He had six toes.
Oh,
one toe got
oh
cut off,
God.
And now
that
he's
is,
healthy.
That is actually 100% true. I
wow.
forgot about that. He didn't have six toes. He had an extra.
Nobody cares. 305-567-0560. 305-567-0560. Caller number 14 gets two tickets. Heat and Warriors Wednesday night, 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour is coming up next. Do not go. And you're going to have one more chance to win Heat Warriors tickets in the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour. So don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
You guys see new Mozart is dropping soon?
He's dead.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.